The Pittsfield, Massachusetts public schools are planning for a return to in-person learning later this fall. Since the semester began late on September 15th, most of the over 5,000 students in the Pittsfield public schools system have been learning remotely. Only those in special education, vocational, and English language learner curriculums return to the city's dozen campuses, starting September 28th. Now, the district is preparing to transition the remaining student body back to in-person learning, in a hybrid model that will see classes split into morning and afternoon cohorts, beginning with grades pre-K, K, 1, 2, 6, and 9, October 14th. The remaining grades will be integrated later that month, on the 20th and the 27th. Parent and guardian informational meetings will be offered on October 6th and 13th, with individual schedules sent to students on the 8th and 9th. Two public health factors will determine if Pittsfield continues in-person learning. If 14-day COVID-19 test averages show a positivity rate of less than 3% in the city and county, and if the daily incident rate in the same time frame stays less than 4 per 100,000 in Pittsfield and the Berkshires. In North Adams, the county's second largest city, the transition back to in-person learning is already in its second week.
A lot of people were very concerned that very small children, particularly like our pre-K through 1, pre-K through 2 grade levels, that they would have a difficult time wearing their mask for long periods of time or maintaining the mask protocols. They've actually been great.
Superintendent of Schools Barbara Malkus says two-thirds of the district students, or around 950 students across four schools, have elected to participate in the hybrid model.
I think our teachers did an amazing job with really preparing lessons around developing mask culture and personal hygiene protocols. And I got to watch a kindergarten class practicing physical distancing, walking down the hall, and the teacher and the aide did such a great job of almost making it a game of moving from section to section.
She says preparing for the students' return proved more difficult than their arrival.
We have signage throughout our buildings, making sure we had sufficient PPE, waiting on deliveries for PPE to arrive because obviously everybody's looking for their deliveries. And so there were some delays. You know, making sure that our teachers felt supported and had sufficient professional development for our learning platform.
Malkus offered advice for Pittsfield as it prepares to follow North Adams into the in-person hybrid model.
Go deep on the preparation, plan for and use the materials that are being provided through the CDC, through the Parabola Project, through World Health Organization, through DPH, to really educate and reinforce and model for students what the new expectations are. And that's going to be ongoing. That's going to be something that you're going to have to do regularly over the first several months.
But some in the educational community are still staunchly opposed to in-person education.
Our position hasn't changed. This reckless drive towards normalcy, when we simply aren't in normal times, has leaders ignoring all of the warning signs, and this is putting us on a collision course with COVID-19.
Mary Najimy, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, has been speaking out against the move since August.
This week it was announced that there's 360 new cases of COVID in Massachusetts. This week, Hull, Natick, Hopkinton have closed schools because of students catching the virus. Last week or the week before, it was Lincoln, Linfield, Dedham, because of students contracting the virus. Unfortunately, what our greatest fears were about the virus spreading, it is beginning to happen.
Pittsfield Public Schools Superintendent Jake McCandless declined an interview request for this story while the district continues to plan for the coming transition to in-person learning. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.